Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful, beautiful day today here in North Carolina. This is Sherry Dillard, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom. Every week I'm here at this same day and this same time. I'm going to be taking your calls and discussing the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. I've been a professional psychic, medium, teacher, and author for over 25 years, providing guidance in all areas of interest, relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality. And if you have a concern of any kind, I'd love to help you out if possible. You know, I believe that we're all psychic and that our intuition is connected to our soul, and it's our most powerful and natural wisdom. I hope to support and empower you to access this and to develop your innate ability to co-create the abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being that you, I know you want and deserve in life. I'm so glad you're here today. We have a special guest, Jennifer Shelton. Jennifer has been in the field of education for over 25 years, always with a focus on human rights. She's the founder of the website FemCentral, the virtual institute for women, where she works as an editor, a writer, and a webmaster. She also teaches history part-time at the college, middle, and high school levels. A few years ago, she discovered an unexpected gift for astrology. She writes original astrology articles for FemCentral and provides a variety of astrological services, including individual readings and group classes. In her spare time, she's researching the biography of the American sufferette Lucy Burns. Now, I first met Jennifer a few years ago, I believe. She came in for a reading, and she's a kind of an attractive, quiet-looking kind of person. And as I was starting the reading, I was one of those readings where what you see is not what you get. Not that, you know, she didn't look like an interesting person. She certainly did. But Jennifer is just kind of one of those people that, you know, such a deep soul, such a deep spirit, and such a strong message that she has in life. And she goes about it in a very thorough, conscientious way. But the intensity behind that and what she's doing is so powerful. You know, FemCentral, I don't know if people out there listening have had a chance to look at that, her blog, her website. If you haven't, please find your way to it. It's for women. And you know what I like about it? One of the things I like about it is that it's one of the few websites devoted to women that really deal with kind of the things, the feminine, you know, the deeper core things that we really don't really hear that much about in terms of, you know, within a group. In other words, you know, a lot of times on websites and blogs, there's very interesting, good articles, don't get me wrong, I enjoy them, about, you know, dating and clothes and food and all that kind of thing. This website, I have to tell you, is a little different than that. This website, because Jennifer's an astrologer and also focused on human rights, there's a lot of energy that you don't normally find on the web about the feminine and about women. And articles, all kinds of different things. You can see I'm a big fan of Jennifer's. We're going to bring her on right now. We're going to talk a little bit about Femme Central. And we're also today going to talk about astrology. In fact, let me give you the toll-free number to call in. It's 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. We're going to be talking about... you can call for whatever reason, by the way. If you want to have a question for me, you can call with that. We can also get Jennifer's take on that, given your birthday. But one of the things that I wanted to focus on a little bit today with what we talk about Jennifer with and also about calls is the North Node. We might jump right into that simply because I know we have a caller waiting. And if she has a question about that, then we probably would need a little bit of... understanding of exactly what we're talking about. So, Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for that, Terry.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm also in North Carolina, so I have the same nice weather you do.
It's beautiful.
It's a very
day,
nice day,
isn't it? Yeah, we have had such great weather here. Now, yeah, all right. We won't get started on that. We got a lot to do today. I want to ask you, Jennifer, because I know we have a caller. We're going to kind of work backwards. We're going to talk a little bit about the North Node, and then we're going to get into Femme Central and some other things. So tell us, what is the significant? What is a node, and what is a North Node?
Okay. So it's the nodes of the moon, and it's not an
I did not know
planet.
That. Okay. Uh-huh.
It's not an actual planetary body. It's formed by... I'm not into all the technical astronomical stuff. It's a point. It's formed by the moon's orbit around the Earth. So there's the north, and then there's the south node.
Okay.
Everyone born within about a year and a half period will have the same north node.
Okay.
And the opposite, the south node is always exactly the opposite. All the astrological signs come in pairs. So if you have an Aries north node, you're born while the moon's orbit, the north node of its orbit is in Aries. The opposite of that will be Libra is your south node. The north node shows really your life's purpose.
Please put it down. Thank you.
Hello? You there,
Hello?
Jennifer?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh.
Okay.
I said Jennifer. We've got a Jennifer on the line, too, don't we?
Another Jennifer. I'm sorry. I got an echo in my house.
Now, this,
sorry,
is,
I think one of,
this is Jennifer from Tampa right now?
Yes.
All right. So I'm talking to two Jennifers. Jennifer's explaining.
I know.
And then Jennifer's calling in. All right, Jennifer, as long as you're here from Tampa,
yes.
Florida, what's on your mind?
Yes.
And then we'll get back to the nodes.
I wanted to find out what the actually the North Node, because I never heard of that before.
Right.
I just wanted to see. I'm on the cusp. I'm an October 23rd person.
Okay, so you'd like to know what your North Node is and maybe what that means to you, the significance of that. Okay. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to let you handle this then. What do you need from...
Okay, so you're saying you're on the cusp. I've been meeting a lot of people lately who are on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio. You're like the third person I've met in 2 days. If you don't mind saying what year you were born, I could give you what your North Node is.
It's 72. It's 72, and also... I know I was born in the central time zone because I know they have, sometimes people have different things with the time zone also.
So you were born in 1972. Do you need the month,
yes.
Jennifer?
Well, I mean,
October
23rd.
Sorry.
Have you, with the time zone, yes. To get your exact chart, I would have to, run a full chart, which would just take me a few minutes, but so you were probably born on the day the sun changed, right? From Libra to Scorpio, is that what you're
sure.
saying? So the time could make a difference. With the North Node, so in 72, you were born in October 72, that makes you a Capricorn North Node, which in order... with someone who has the sun on the cusp, I really have to, you know, look at the whole chart, because sometimes you look at it and there's so much, say, in Libra that it's obvious you have a strong...
Let's do this. Jennifer, we're going to have to go for a break in a moment. What we'll do when we come back, let's go ahead and we'll talk about what the North Node means to Jennifer, who's in Tampa. How would that be significant to her? And we will also continue in a general way to talk about the North Node. So Jennifer in Tampa, hold on. Jennifer in North Carolina, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. 800-930-2819.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University. Let me just tell you, just so you will all know, if you want to contact Jennifer Shelton to find out about her astrology, she's also got a class coming up, Dancing with Diana, Syncing Your Life with the Moon, which begins on September 29th. Oh, I'm sorry. With the Moon, which is in Aries. Is that, I think, am I getting this right or wrong? Is the Jennifer, is the moon going into Aries on September 29th, or is that when your class is starting?
It's the same. It's a full, there's a full moon on Aries.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if I was reading that wrong. And then Jennifer's email address is jennifer@jenniferl.com. All right. Jennifer from Florida, are you still here?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
Your north node is in Capricorn, is what Jennifer is telling me. All right. So, Jennifer, what does that mean to Jennifer?
A north node in Capricorn would mean a south node in Cancer. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
In Cancer, because I don't know if this is going to help you. I was born, I believe, between 9 and 11 a.m., and that was in Central Standard Time.
Okay. Your exact time would be very important determining whether you're Libra or Scorpio, your sun sign. Now, for your north node, you're firmly in Capricorn it was in Capricorn from April 72 through the end of October 73. So you're very firmly in Capricorn there. The Capricorn north node is about setting goals, and there's an astrologer, Bob Marks, who describes the north node. I like the way he describes it as your south node. If you believe in past lives, it's what you've accomplished in the past, like the roots of your tree, and the north node is what you're growing towards in this life. So a lot of times the characteristics of your north node are things that you might be frightened of doing or scared of, but they're the very things that they show you where you can step outside your comfort zone and be successful. So they may be the things you're a little bit scared of, but if you do them, you're going to be surprised at how successful you are. So sometimes when I tell people about here's what your north node is leading you towards, they're like, oh, I can't do that, because it's the very thing they're scared of doing. But it's also the very thing, because sometimes you're scared of doing things and you don't know if you're going to be successful or not. This points you towards, you know, your growth. So a Capricorn north node is very goal-oriented. It's about taking career risks. Sometimes a Capricorn north node will want to stay where they are, say in a job or even in a relationship or something, because it's comfortable, it's okay. It may not be the best thing going on for them, but they're like, well, that's better than the unknown. And a Capricorn north node is supposed to kind of step into that unknown, but not in a rash way, but by, you know, planning, by saying, I'm doing fine working in this job, but eventually I want to own my own business, and I'm going to sit and plan out how I'm going to achieve that. And it's very important to keep working towards goals. I will often tell Capricorn North Node clients to actually draw a mountain, because, you know, you think of the mountain goat with Capricorn, and say, you know, here's the top of the mountain, what I ultimately want to reach, and here are the little goals I want to set. So that is, it's a pretty simple thing for a Capricorn North Node, but can also be very scary for them at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. And thank you, Jennifer from Florida, for calling. I appreciate that.
Is there any way I could ask you one question, Sherry?
What's that? What's your question?
Okay. I've actually had two readings by you before.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you.
I have a man that happens, it's like a spirit man behind me on my left side.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know his name. I don't know if he's quiet. He wears a tie, a suit.
All right. Well, let me just see. You know, keep in mind that sometimes guides don't really... I mean, it's funny. Sometimes they'll come through with such a clear, strong name, and sometimes they won't. Sometimes their energy or their message is... for whatever reason, they're not wanting to kind of have it focused on a name. I don't know about him, but let me just check in and see what I get with him.
Okay.
Well, I get his name is Arthur, and what he's telling me is that, you know what, it's kind of funny, because one of the things he's telling me is that, you know, like you said, he has a suit and a tie, and he's kind of like real put together, is that that's what he's doing with you. It's funny, because what Jennifer was just talking about the North Node is kind of how he's trying to help you to focus. He tells me that you, for the next, I want to say probably into even the spring of 2013, he's talking about goal setting and about almost like, you know, a racehorse that has blinders on. Getting through this that period of time, you're going to find that advancing in any way specifically kind of, well, actually, you know what? It's not even specific. It's about just goal setting right now in whatever area. You're going to find that this is the passageway where once you're through this time, it's like you're transitioning into a much more open, easier time after this. And I don't mean this is going to be a really hard time, but it's a time to really kind of focus and get the job done is what I keep hearing from him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You have a nice day. Okay. Bye. All righty. So, again, if you want to give us a call, you can have a question for me and also find out your North Node, or you can find out your North Node and then have a question for me, however you'd like, or either one, or 800-930-2819. And we do have Jennifer Shelton here, the founder of Fem Central. So, Jennifer, what is Fem? Why did you start Fem Central? What motivated you?
Okay. Well, I've always been, as you mentioned, always doing work in education. It had sort of migrated in my 30s into work and doing, other than administering kind of informal education programs, you know, different places where it was different institutes, a lot with universities where they were going out into the community, and I was coming up with, you know, different ways to educate people. I had gone to a workshop at the Sophia Institute.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
In Charleston, South Carolina. And I thought, and there were so many people down there from this area in North Carolina, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we had one, you know, in our area? Well, a few months after that, I got laid off. My whole department at the university got cut. And, you know, at the time, I didn't have the money to start this brick-and-mortar kind of institute, but I had been taking a class on kind of being a web entrepreneur, and I thought, well, I can start a website. And I just, I don't know, I just started it with barely knowing what I was doing. I'd taken an hour class on how to, you know, run a website, had never done anything like it.
Oh, really?
But I was very much led to do it, and it was almost like following breadcrumbs. You know, I started it, uh-huh. and then it wasn't particularly spiritual when I started, but I had been working with astrology kind of in secret, not openly, and I started talking about that and getting more people, and it just evolved and started snowballing, and you know, bringing in more people. So,
how long ago was that? When did you start?
I started it, it will be 3 years in January.
Oh, it'll be, okay, all right.
So, you know, it's a little over 2.5 years right now. Mm-hmm. I had decided, because I'd always worked in human rights and was going more and more into the spiritual, which is my North Node in astrology, is Pisces, so it was being led more and more into the spiritual, and the divine feminine, the topic kept coming up. So I started it with a focus on the feminine, and it became more and more about the divine feminine. You know, it just grew that way. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's interesting. Now, I'm just curious, because you do a lot of posts about astrology on, you know, on Fem Central, and I know you teach a lot about astrology. What's going on right now with us astrologically?
Okay.
Do you know? I mean, we're in a square.
A square between Uranus and Pluto is sort of a big thing going on right now. Because it's a square. I'm not an alarmist astrologer. I don't go into that at all.
Uh-oh.
But it's a square that last happened in World War II. However, Pluto was in a different sign then. Uranus was in Aries then, as it is now. Uranus is the rebel of the zodiac. You know, Aries is the warrior. So when Uranus entered Aries a little over a year ago, we started having the Arab Spring, you know, the Occupy movement. Pluto hasn't been in Capricorn, though, since the 1700s. It moves very slowly.
Wow.
And, but it's in Pluto, you know, is kind of the great transformer, the lord of the underworld. And it's in the sign of establishment and, you know, money and economics. So it's transforming that. And then, now that this rebel is at square, at odds with Pluto, which is, you know, transforming the economy, we've got a big tension there, and it's causing a lot of, you know, it's causing economic meltdowns and all different things.
Jennifer, I'm going to have to, sorry. So
sure.
Sorry, let me interrupt you. We're going to have to go for a break, but this is interesting. I want to get back into this in a moment when we come back. But we are going to have to take a short break. Again, please feel free to give us a call, 800-930-2819, with any questions, anything you would like to know about your node. This is Sherry Dillard, SGD 7777 at yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and we are talking to astrologer, creator of Femme Central, the virtual institute for women. We're talking about astrology. We're talking about Femme Central. And before the break, we were talking about the Pluto and Uranus square, which Jennifer is telling us hasn't happened for a long time. Is that true? World War II, you said? Yeah.
World War II, but Uranus is in the same sign, Aries, as it was in World War II, but Pluto...
Oh, I see.
It was in Cancer in World War II, and it's in Capricorn now. So I don't want people thinking, oh no, it's going to be the same thing. Pluto is transforming is slightly different now than then.
Okay, well, what is it transforming now?
Well, so now with Capricorn, and so that seems to be our theme. We had the Capricorn North Node. Capricorn is establishment, tradition, sometimes money. And so we've got Pluto in there, and it entered Capricorn. It was last there from 1762 to 1778, so it's been a long time. And you think about what happened in those years. So it entered Capricorn in 2008, and so, you know, we're really getting the economic meltdown then. Transforming our economic systems. Uranus entered Aries a year ago in the spring, and at that point it's square Pluto. The planets, everything in astrology is constantly moving. I'm always pointing this out, that it's not like the energy turns on and off like a switch.
So
it's
constantly
moving.
What does the square mean then?
A square is often energy that's at odds with each other. There's a tension there.
Okay, so let's say, what would your guess be of how this might affect us in the bigger picture of things and also in a person's individual life, this square of Pluto and Uranus?
Well, whenever we're dealing with these outer planets, so Neptune, Pluto, Uranus, it's often events on a global scale. It's the closer planets that affect you personally.
Okay.
Of course, global events can affect you personally, but it's in a different way, right? We're talking climate change versus the closer ones, which are like, you know, your weather forecast.
I see. Kind of. Okay.
So these world events, you know, the protests, economies completely changing. That's what I see with the Uranus-Pluto.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, what's happening? I'm just curious. What's going to be happening? You say, because you were just talking about how it's always movement, there's always flow. When is this square going to kind of like not be as intense, or when's that going to transition some?
Okay, well, it's been there, but it hasn't been exact when it's exactly 90 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It started this summer. June 24th was the first of an exact square, and we just had another exact square yesterday.
Oh, we
and
did?
And a lot of people I noticed have been feeling that. There's a total of seven exact squares.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's seven. I'm just curious, how have people been feeling that? Like you said, people have been feeling it. What would they be feeling?
Well, this week we also have the addition, it's actually tonight, of Mercury. Mercury moves fast. It won't be there for long. Mercury is forming an opposite Uranus and square Pluto. A lot of people have been... There's just been a lot of tension. If people disagree with someone, I've noticed a lot of people are just blurting it out. There's not a lot of tendency towards conciliation. You know, people are just saying things, and it's a lot of energy. But it will start. The exact square is lessening after Mercury forms this tonight. It will lessen, but it's not going to go away. You know, completely until it's March 17th, 2015, when this very last exact square happens.
Wow. So we're going to be kind of going in and out of this, huh, for a while.
Yes, but another thing to think about is Neptune, which is, you know, it's the psychic planet. It moved into Pisces this year, in February. It has not been in Pisces since the mid 1800s. Neptune is at home in Pisces. That's the planet that rules it. So it's very strong there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that it's a time that there may be lots of things kind of on a material level that are changing and it's upsetting, but that spiritual anchor is what's really being highlighted.
Yeah,
right
now. Well, you know, I agree. You know, I did a talk at the beginning of January with another astrologer about what was coming in 2012, and that's what I was feeling quite strong. And I'm not an astrologer, but it felt to me that, you know, that onset of spiritual energy is kind of like, you know, tsunami kind of just influx of spiritual, kind of that watery flowing energy. And like, you know, and it's interesting because, like you said, you know, a lot of the breakdown and tension here is happening, I think, more in the traditional and material world, but that spiritual energy is so incredibly strong, I feel. I feel it.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think that's a good thing to keep in mind that, I mean, I think we're flowing into new forms, and in order to do that, we do need to, the old forms need to break down. And it's always scary when that happens because we don't, as, you know, as humans, we do not like change. We like to... Even if we're miserable, at least, you know, we feel like, well, I know my misery. I think I'll stay right here. But, you know, the universe has a much different kind of agenda than we have. And I guess, you know, that's a positive kind of way to look at it, too, that it could be a good time for, you know, kind of really getting in there and creating change in your own life. It seems like the planets might be kind of, you know, going in your favor in that way. If you do have things in your life possibly that it is time to create change and you haven't had that momentum before, it might be a good time. Things might break down, and if that happens, you know, instead of feeling the loss, you could also be feeling new energy, new movement, new spirituality.
It really is.
All right, my dear, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I know on Fem Central, you tend to focus a lot on the moon. Whenever I look at your site, it seems like there's so much information in a good way. I'm so glad to hear it because so many astrologers don't always kind of see the significance of the moon. Tell me your take on that. What? How do you feel about that?
Okay, and this was another instance of a what I call a spiritual breadcrumb, a lot of synchronicities as I kept getting pushed towards the moon. And I had that first reading with you. You brought up the moon, showed up too. The sun is a much easier, I mean, everyone could say, I was born in this month and this is my sun sign. And the moon changes more frequently, you know, every couple of days. And it, so it's not as easy to... you know, just easily find your moon sign. So sometimes I think people just go towards their sun sign because it's easier. But the sun, your sun sign in your chart is more your yang energy, you know, outward expression towards the world, how you act. The moon is more, explains more your yin, and it can really explain how your intuition works. And a lot of people, when they think of the moon or they think of intuition or their yin, they basically think of it in a very specific way, which often is Cancer, which the moon is the ruling planetary body of Cancer, that it being feeling. But some people's intuition may be through action. They might be a moon in Aries, or my moon is in Capricorn. I often will get my intuition through planning, planning and setting goals. As I do it, I will get intuitive hits. So the moon can tell you a lot about how your intuition works. And I found in reading your book, Sherry, that you know it's very complementary how it works. Because someone who has, say, a moon in an Earth sign, in Taurus, will often be the physical psychic that you talk about in your books.
Right.
Or if you have a moon in a water sign, they often are more of the spiritual psychic. So it can tell you a lot about your intuitive abilities and how, you know, that's different. And I've also, because I do teach this class on mindfulness with the moon, you know, as we know, affects the tides, and it really affects us. And I had this idea, I've taught this class once before, if we can be mindful of our emotions or mindful of mood swings, mindful of our productivity, and note what sign the moon is in, if we observe that over a period, my classes last for 3 months, so we can observe it in, you know, three different times, that there is a repetition there, that I always have writer's block when the moon is in Gemini. I'm particularly emotional when, so you can observe that and work with it, you know, because it moves quickly. So I know, okay, those 2 days aren't the best days for me to write. So it's as I call it, a dance, the dancing with Diana, because it is sort of a give and take. It's some of it's passive. You have to work with the moon's energy, but so you know how to best take action. You know mm-hmm. when you're more productive. It's very unique.
Would you say that the moon also, you said intuition. How about, you just mentioned creativity and writing. Does it affect that also, creativity and writing?
Well, I found it affects everything. Now your personal moon sign, the sign the moon was in when you were born, is an essential part of your personality and your intuition. But the sign the moon is from day to day, yes, can very much affect how productive you are that day or what kind of mood you're in. And I found that because I did a class last time, I think it had 18 people, and I was able to observe and look at their charts and see that consistency with all of them.
Yeah, that is very interesting, huh? So it would be really important then if we, you know, for things like intuition, creativity, I guess even just our moods, you know, because I know Cancer being, I'm a double Cancer, by the way, so I know Cancer quite well. But you know, part of the way I write too is a very emotional way. You know, I have a, Not just like how am I feeling emotional, but also emotional energy, you know, because emotional energy to me is more, it's almost the energy of the universe is emotional to me. And of course, I am speaking as a double Cancer when I say this. And I don't necessarily mean like it's feeling this way or it's feeling that way as much as it's kind of that tangible energy of love, of you know, just that glue of the universe being an emotional huge energy of love in that kind of really, you know, kind of gigantic kind of way that we can all tap into. So we're going to have to take another break in just a minute. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about perhaps the moon. If you do and would like to call in, please feel free, 800-930-2819. We do have Jennifer Shelton here. She is the webmaster, I'll say, of FemCentral, astrologer. And we will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University. My guest today is Jennifer Shelton, the astrologer and FemCentral webmaster. Her website, I think FemCentral website is Jennifer. What is it? Is it Jennifer L?
It's JenniferLShelton.com.
Is actually the name of the website, too. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's under JenniferLShelton.com. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and my website is www.sherrydillard.com, SGD7777@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, if people might be listening to this on podcast because they can't catch it live, I am going to be starting to if you could email me, if anybody has any questions and concerns, they would like for me to give them a short little reading on air in the future, give me an email and let me know what that is, and I will be happy to kind of look into that for you on air. I did have a question, actually, I just remembered, it's funny I brought that up, from a woman last week who missed the show who wanted me to talk about why she kept seeing clairvoyant images. Well, she didn't call them clairvoyant, but that's basically what she was seeing, is she started seeing images when she had a massage of things happening in the future. And my dear, that's clairvoyance, and that ability to see energy information in the form of an image is a wonderful thing. Sometimes it can be disturbing, but it can really, I would definitely recommend that you work with that more, because if you don't, it's going to kind of just spontaneously happen and it might feel odd and unusual. But if you can really use it in a more focused way and have intent behind that, it can actually be incredibly helpful for you for your life, and actually a really interesting thing to do. All right, we don't have a lot of time right now. We got a little bit, maybe 5-10 minutes or so. We're talking to Jennifer right now about the moon and why on Fem Central she's focusing a lot on the moon, and it's very interesting because what's interesting to me, Jennifer, is that I think a lot of people that are interested in astrology are going to be people that probably are a little bit more creative-minded, you know? And so the moon would probably be really important for them to know more about, and all, you know, like you were saying, the cycles of the moon, because it can really tap into and help them with their creativity, with their intuition, that kind of thing. But Jennifer, tell me, in your everyday life, do you use your astrology? I mean, do you know what's happening, and can you use that, apply that in some ways to your life on a daily, you know, just kind of, you know, you're a mother, you work, you do so many different things. How do you use astrology to benefit you, apply it?
Well, for me, it was great because I have a very odd mix of Aquarian sun. Well, I have sun and Venus in Aquarius, which is, you know, it's non-traditional. It's uh-huh. rebellious. And I have a Mercury in my moon in Capricorn, which is very traditional. So I have my whole life felt like I have, like, these two personalities. You know, am I the rebel or am I the traditional? And part of me wanted to be both. When I started learning astrology, I saw, oh, here's how those parts work together. It had never occurred to me they could work. I always felt like I had to choose. I'm like one or the other. So I could see how it could work and what part of my life the traditional part fit with and what part was more rebellious. So I use it all the time when I'm making a decision or I have a reaction to something. I'll be like, oh, that's my Mars in Aries. Or that's my. It's like a user's manual for me.
Right. I see. So if you kind of know something's happening and you can say, well, that's my Mars in Aries, then tell me more about that. What would that mean to you? Like, would you kind of just, where would you go from there knowing that?
Right. Well, I because I'm this Aquarius Capricorn, I tend to be, you mentioned quiet, you know, I'm quiet and I think a lot through uh-huh. things. But when there is a crisis, which will often be Mars or temper, that's when the Aries, which is very unlike me, that's when it comes out. And I used to feel like, where did that temper come from? Or where did that, and it just helps to understand yourself more.
Yeah, self-understanding really does help, doesn't it? It really, really can kind of diffuse and help us to move through things. I agree. So, do you tell me, I'm just really curious because I know you know so much about this and I know you're all really busy. When you are using astrology for yourself, kind of like, you know, when you're tapping into all of that, I just think this might help people at home too. Because let me put it this way, I've had my chart done many times, and what sometimes I don't get from astrologers and I would like more of, and I think there's probably more people like me, is how to apply some of what I find out, you know? And
right.
I know I just asked you the question and you answered it and you did a great job. But let's just say for the average person out there who might have had their chart done or might not have had their chart done, and let's just ask you, how do you do astrology charts? I mean, what's your approach to it?
Okay, well, this will bring us, you know, back to our North Node. Everyone within, like I said, a year and a half period will have the same North Node. And these are very much things that you're working towards. So the person with the Capricorn North Node needs to work to set goals. And so it's the North Node can actually give you, as I said, things that you need to work towards. And then the rest of your chart, what makes you unique from the other people born at the same time as you, is your unique way to go about fulfilling that North Node. So I always start with the North Node and explain, this is your life's purpose. This is what you came here to cultivate. And here's how your parts of your personality work together to meet those goals, to follow your life's purpose. So it's I'm very action-oriented in my readings in that, you know, here's the things, here's your approach, because a person with a Capricorn North Node, if they have a problem, will approach it completely differently than a person with a Cancer North Node. And I'm always talking about that a lot of self-help books out there are very generic. It's either one-size-fits-all. And I've gotten very good at identifying someone's North Node just by what they're saying or how they're acting.
No,
you need to set goals where the Cancer North Node maybe needs to go with their feelings more and be more free-flowing about it.
You do charts. I mean, if people wanted to contact you, that's one of the services you offer?
Yes, I do. I do several charts a week. Yeah.
Okay. You know what's funny, too, is when I do a reading, which I do every day, I always begin by getting the person's birthday. And I don't know a thing about astrology. I mean, I've picked up things over time, but I've never really studied it. But the funny thing is, when I get someone's birthday, it kind of like completely orients me, and I'm able to read them so clearly. And I think, I don't know why that is, but it's harder for me if I don't know someone's birthday. We're really just about out of time. We're going to have to end in a minute. It's been great having you here, Jennifer. I hope you come back and we can talk more about these things. And again, if you want to contact Jennifer, it's jennifer@jenniferl.com. Please check out FemCentral. It's a wonderful website for men and for women. By the way, next week we're going to have Dr. Larry Burke on as a guest. He is one of the co-founders of the Integrative Medicine Program at Duke University. He is also very interested in intuition and synchronicity. And he's published a book this past summer about his experiences moving from a traditional physician into his work as more of a intuitive, holistic kind of practitioner. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation. And please keep in mind a little bit about what we talked about today. Use the energy of your planets for your highest good. Open yourself to your intuition. Maybe find out about your North Node so you can kind of get a little bit better grasp of your intuition. And maybe we'll have Jennifer on again and we'll focus maybe even more on intuition and the planets. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And I will see you all next week at the same time. And have a great week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune into Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.